Married at First Sight. Chapter 3123. Sister, you're looking for a chef, not a husband. It doesn't matter whether he is far away or not. Tinsley smiled and said, as long as the food he cooks is delicious and you can eat it, it's fine. Elora didn't take Tatum to heart, she hadn't even met Tatum yet. She just lamented that Tatum was from Wiltspoon, and Wiltspoon was really far away from there in Enberg in Province X. I also hope that there will be a chef who never gets tired of eating, so I don't have to change chefs every now and then. Elora patted her mouth and laughed at herself. I don't know why I have such a delicious mouth. Sister, do you still want some snacks? Tinsley asked when she saw Elora stop eating snacks. Elora looked at the time and said, I'm not hungry now, so I won't eat. I'm going to a meeting soon. You don't have to go back. Come with me to the conference room. Tinsley took the snack box and said, Sister, you didn't eat it, so I finished it. I thought it was quite delicious. This Tatum probably has two brushes. He said he was not very good at making snacks, but he made them. Sister, you have already eaten a few of the snacks. Elora, that's because I'm hungry. I'm not someone who will torture my mouth and stomach. If Tatum hadn't made delicious snacks, I wouldn't be able to eat them no matter how hungry I am. Elora smiled and stopped talking. In fact, this was also true. The chef named Tatum's dim sum tasted really good, despite being a bit dry. She suddenly looked forward to Tatum's cooking. After thinking about it, Elora picked up her cell phone, called the butler, and said to the butler, Inform the chef who came for the interview today to come for a re-examination tomorrow afternoon. I will go home for dinner tomorrow night. In addition to preparing the materials he needs, he has to do everything else himself. You watch him do it, so that he doesn't cheat. The butler said respectfully, I will reply to Mr. York right away. Don't worry, young lady, no matter who comes for the interview, I will watch the whole process. There is no chance of cheating. Moreover, it is useless for them to cheat. They are officially at work, and the meals are cooked. If he's not in line with the young lady's taste, he will be fired. After notifying the butler, Elora walked out of the office with Tinsley and went to the meeting. The butler over there called Tatum immediately after Elora hung up the phone, and Tatum quickly answered his call. Mr. York, congratulations. Our eldest lady informs you to come for the re-examination tomorrow afternoon. Tatum felt slightly relieved and thanked the butler. Our eldest lady has said that when she comes back for dinner tomorrow evening, you can make a list of what you want to cook and what ingredients you need. I will have someone buy it for you tomorrow. The ingredients must be fresh. Our eldest lady has a very picky mouth. Even if the ingredients are slightly stale, she will be able to eat them. Tatum said, Can I add your WhatsApp number? I will make a list later and send you the required ingredients. You can have someone go purchase it tomorrow. The butler said, Mr. York, you can search for my WhatsApp number by searching for my mobile phone number. Okay. After ending the call, Tatum searched for the butler's mobile phone number and added him as a WhatsApp friend. He told the butler on WhatsApp that he would send the recipe and ingredient list to the butler later. The butler replied with an okay expression. Tatum was staying in a hotel for the time being. After sending messages to the butler, he got up and made himself a cup of tea. Chapter 3124. Then Tatum returned to the sofa and sat down, leaning back on the sofa, thinking about what to cook tomorrow so that he could conquer Elora's stomach in one fell swoop and win him the position of Ormond's chef. Should he cook what he is best at, or something he rarely cooks? Sipping the fragrant tea slowly, Tatum decided to make some decent dishes. He made the best dish right away, and there would be nothing good in the future. The best thing had to be saved for the finale. However, he liked to cook and had been studying it for more than 10 years. Even though he was young, even if he thought that the dishes he cooked were quite satisfactory, they were all delicacies for ordinary people. The snacks he made today were not his best, but Elora still ate them. Although no one told him, Elora ate the snacks he made. He guessed that Elora had eaten it. Otherwise, Elora would not let the butler inform him to take the retest tomorrow afternoon. He just didn't know if there were any other competitors besides him. Tatum just arrived in Annenberg today and hasn't had time to find out if there are any competitors. Thinking about it, even if there were competitors, Elora would not let them take the retest at the same time. Dudu. He received a new message on his phone. It's a voice message from Zachary. Tatum clicked on the voice message sent by Zachary, and Zachary asked him, "Did you pass the interview?" Tatum called back to Zachary. "Zachary, Tatum, how's it going?" "Tatum, brother, how are my cooking skills? Don't you have confidence in me?" "Zachary, I have confidence in you, but you are not facing Miss Ormond." "Tatum, I haven't met her yet. When I arrived, I rested in the hotel first and had dinner before going to the interview. I met the butler of the Ormond family and the second lady, but I didn't meet the speaker, Miss Ormond." Zachary couldn't help but laugh. "You ran over there with confidence and didn't even see Miss Ormond. This is normal. Brother, when someone goes to the York Corporation for an interview, he won't be able to meet you right away, right? He has to meet the managers below first and pass all the levels before he can meet you. It's the same for me. I met the butler first, and then the second lady. They thought I had a high success rate, so I also showed my skills and made snacks for them to try. The second lady in Ormond's family especially liked it and said it was tasty. The butler was also full of praise. Desserts are my specialty. It's useless for them to praise it all the time. The second lady in Ormond's family has to praise it all the time." Zachary asked, "What if you fail the interview?" "Tatum, brother, why do I feel like you are looking forward to my failure in the interview?" Brother's smile is also a bit gloating. Zachary said, "No way. You are my biological brother, from the same mother. I care about you the most. Your grandmother has chosen Miss Ormond as your wife. I just want to know how you can get close to her and impress her." If he wasn't his biological brother, Zachary wouldn't be so gossipy and concerned about whether his younger brother's pursuit of his wife was going smoothly. "Brother, how could I not succeed in the interview? Not long ago, I just received a call from the butler of Ormond's family. The butler informed me to come over for the re-examination tomorrow afternoon and said that Miss Ormond would be back for dinner in the evening." Zachary said, "Oh, Congratulations on your successful first step. Thank you, brother. I will definitely conquer Miss Ormond with my cooking skills. Whether he pursued his wife or not was secondary. Tatum wanted to prove that he was a good cook and could conquer Elora's stomach. End of chapters 3123 to 3124 of Married at First Sight. Please wait for the next chapters. Don't forget access website novelsaudio.com every day to update, and in the meantime, don't leave the website. You can listen to other famous novel titles such as Ex-Husband's Regret by Evelyn M.M., The Broken Warrior's Daughter by Cooper, When His Eyes Opened by Simple Silence, Can't Win Me Back by Ginger Sue, The CEO's Ex-Wife is a Famous Doctor by Lee L.H.Y.Z., You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone by Cora Smith. And more.